healthy life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Man, oh man. We just made it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you'd like to share something that you hear on this broadcast with your friends and family, just go to usaprepares.com. And you can click on Listen to Vincent, GCN. And you'll be able to download the podcast for free. You can listen on your smartphone, and you can listen on your computer. Charles is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and today we're going to be discussing survival economics with Frank Underhill. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Thanks for having me.
We just made it, didn't we, Frank?
We did.
Hey, Frank, there's a meetup tonight at Ziggy's, and Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be with us, and he's going to be discussing the three greatest threats to humanity and also how to think like a Navy SEAL. And also, Tony Pache is going to teach us how to build long-term food storage systems and how to have meal planning with those long-term food storage systems. So I guess we're going to be having about 2.5, 3 hours worth of meetups tonight. That's at Ziggy's, 5:30. Frank Underhill is the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, Las Vegas, Nevada. And, Frank, we've got some articles on the website, and I'll just mention what they are. Maybe we might want to talk about them. You know, Siri, Apple's application for, or software, for voice communication with your telephone, your cell phone, they store records for up to 2 years. They store your queries for up to 2 years. Boy, oh boy, I don't like it. I really don't like the fact that they're storing those kinds of records. And, you know, it's something that's not made aware. We're not made aware of that, but that really bothers me. And then gun shows across the nation are drawing record crowds, absolute record crowds, ammunition at all-time highs. There's shortages of ammunition everywhere. And then the IRS. You know, the 24 workers, I think that's a loose term, workers. Maybe they mean people who we pay to be at the IRS are accused of theft. They stole jobless benefits, welfare, and others. Can you imagine that? IRS workers.
Boy. I believe it. And Vincent, I just would like to say that with the Siri keeping tracks, anything you have is, you know, they call it email because it's evidence mail. Anytime you're on
a
computer.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Evidence mail. You're absolutely right.
I have to, I can't stand emails. I think, whenever you go on a phone, whenever you search, everything is all data mined on the web. That's why it's near free, to get you in there. And then they have a control. Yeah. Next thing you know, you go on one website, and then next thing you know, you look at your junk box is full of restaurant coupons or something, whatever you're looking for, car rentals, whatever they may be.
You know, that's a really interesting point. I've been talking about conspiracies lately. And I've heard people on the radio say, you know, conspiracy, nah, no such thing. And, well, I'll tell you what. I thought I'd share a conspiracy with our class today. Really simple. A conspiracy is when two or more people get together with the intent of doing harm. Now, let's talk about this. Is this a conspiracy, or is this just a marketing plan, or is this just a business decision? Let's talk about it. Now, here's the situation. When I was in banking, back in the 1980s, we hired this marketing VP, and his job was to figure out how we could get more people to pay more money to our bank on credit card, on the terms and conditions of our credit cards that we issued. And one of the things that he decided was, you know, teachers get paid 9 months out of the year. So why don't we give them, give, in quotes, them a payment holiday, if you will. So they could skip any 1 month out of the 12-month calendar that they'd like. But the interest kept accumulating. So at 19.2%, they got a chance to not pay that summer month when they didn't get paid. Now, is that a conspiracy, or is that just barracuda marketing where you take
advantage of people? It's a reality, and it's happening. And when you look at the Bankers Association of America, they spend annually, my guess would be like tens of millions on researching these little oddities in spending habits and what you're talking about, timing, workers, teachers, holidays. They have a whole team of actuaries in there that actually plan all this and research and market research and survey and go back data. This is no mystery. This goes on every day in around the world.
No, I agree. I agree. And what I'm saying is this a conspiracy to get more money from the banking customers? I believe it is. I really believe it is. Under the guise of, hey, we're helping the teachers because, shoot, you know, they only get paid 9 months a year. They don't know how to manage their money. So we're going to help them get through this difficult period without a paycheck by charging them 19.2% interest to ride through that month where they don't get paid. Unbelievable. I believe it's a conspiracy at the highest levels of banking in order to rip off teachers.
A couple years ago, I was at a conference in Phoenix, and a fellow there named Noel Sinclair was talking about usury in the banks, how they lure everybody in with the 1.9 APR, and then you're like 1 day late on the payment, or you mail your money in a day or two before, and they'll just hold on to it and post it the day after due date, jack up the rate, get the late fee. And I'm sure many people have been a victim. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been victims of this kind of practice, and you're powerless to do anything about it.
Well, including me. Years ago, we used to have a credit card, and what would happen is we would get in the mail, when we lived in Virginia, we would get the credit card statement. I would pay it the second it arrived. I'd write a check and bring it to the post office the next day, send it in with our monthly payment, and I'd get the $39 late fee. And what happened? Here's what they did. And I exposed this. I exposed this banking scam. What they did was they mailed out the statements late. Then they said they needed 10 days in order to process the payment. You had to have it in 10 days before it was due. So we have a 25-day window in order from the statement date to the date that it was posted to get to avoid paying the late fee. Well, if you add in the transit time from the bank to me, from me to the bank, the 10 days that it had to be early, it was impossible to get it paid on time. Everybody got hit with these late fees. Well, $39 late fee, it was horrible. So we just exposed it, and finally the bank had to back down. So they play these games. They really do. And how do I know? I used to work at three of the largest credit card companies in the country. They play games in order to steal from you. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Well, you put on an article this morning from David Kapelian why Americans are snapping by the millions. And when you look at I don't forget even the economic uncertainties, but like the day-to-day task handling, like you're saying, you're frantic to get the payment in, frantic to take the kids to school, frantic to, mow the lawn, frantic for Johnny Stalker, frantic for this, frantic for more payment. The stress being built up in people, and even, I know even well-to-do people that live under the same kind of stress as a middle-class or low-middle-class family goes through. Even the rich are feeling it.
Yeah.
This kind of structure.
True. True.
It is a slavery of indebtedness.
Well, how about this? When our children were growing up, we did not have them involved in after-school baseball and soccer and all the other sports. They were not involved in after-school activities. But we did take them 3 nights a week to karate. And, parents seemed to be frazzled back in the 90s with the social agenda that they had, racing from here to there, homework and after-school activities, school activities. And I would race with Mrs. Finelli to bring our children to karate. And we're always late. Always late. There's no way. It was like that. It was like paying that statement on time. It was impossible to be on time. And I was always apologizing. And the sensei would look at me like, "You're late." And I go, "Yeah, I know." And there's nothing I can do about it. Then one day I said, I got it. I figured it out. I know what the problem is. I know why we're always late. It's school. So let's get rid of school. And we took our children out of school. And then we weren't late anymore. We homeschooled them. And that fixed the entire problem. And I think that schools run our families' lives. I really think they do. It's homework. It's deadlines. It's absolutely unbelievable stress. And I don't remember in the 1950s, in the 1960s, when I was in school, in elementary school and high school, I don't remember that level of stress at our family that we had when our children were in the public school system. Frank, what do you think?
We'll pick it up after the break.
We'll pick it up right after the break. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. And we're going to be talking about survival economics also when we come back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 866-226-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with us, and we're talking about stresses. We're talking about who's actually running our lives. And I mentioned that school back in the 1990s was running the Finelli household, and it was out of control, and we fixed it. We fixed it. We threw overboard the public school system. We took all of our children out of the public school system. And you know what? They were raised in a calm environment. None of our children has ADHD. None of them is hyper. Does homeschooling work? Well, our daughter graduated with her master's degree at 19 years old. So while she was homeschooled, we also sent her to college. She started college at 14. Yeah, started college at 14. Our other son started at 15, and they took the classes they wanted. They were supposed to be in elementary and high school, and we had them in college. And an interesting thing, our daughter, in order to graduate from the university, had to have her GED. And we worked it out so she could get her GED right after she got her college degree. So, Frank, the schools are running our lives, and people are snapping. And one of the things in this article that you mentioned, we really are snapping. Suicide has surpassed car crashes as the leading cause of injury death for Americans.
I'm not surprised. When you look at people returning home from overseas or people losing a home, like always in Las Vegas, you always hear of a family tragedy. And it's unfortunate that people have no real mesh of support behind them, no one just to tell them we'll work through this. And, you know, again, this is why a lot of people get into debt. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, for the most part, they are led to believe that obtaining credit is easy. They believe that, you know, television, you're inundated with feel good about shopping. Now, I cringe if I have to go into Macy's or Marshall's or whatever to buy a shirt. I shudder. I almost like fall apart. It is just so stressful for me because I know that, do I really need this? And I'm a, you know, a wants or needs person. Well, if there's a want, forget it. If there's a need, then I'll acquire it. But people don't have these mechanisms built in where they're generally led to believe that, oh, well, I'll make it up down the road or I'll finance it over time or whatever excuse. Again, it goes into survival economics. You start investing by saving, period, and cutting a lot of the unnecessities out of your life altogether. For parents with children, use hand-me-downs. Nothing, because a lot of these clothes, hand-me-downs, are usually underworn clothes anyways. You know, don't take that extra trip to the store. You know, save a few pennies on not as many trips out and driving around. And believe me, you'll see how quick your gas tank will stay, well, how often your gas tank will stay full just by cutting out a bunch of unnecessary trips. The school.
Well, right.
I feel.
You're absolutely right. We the Finelli household. If we go shopping once a week, that's a lot. I mean,
yeah.
Really, once a week, and we combine our trip. We combine our trips.
You need to combine the trips. You know, if you're doing like karate, go get some groceries in, for instance, or shop.
Right.
Get what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I think your show also pertains to a lot of self-sustenance, people growing their own food. Now, if you can do it, hats off to you. Good luck trying to grow anything where I live, but where you talk to people, they learn a lot off programs like this, and hopefully down the road, you know, what they spend now, the little upfront costs, will go further ahead in increased savings.
You're absolutely right, Frank. When we come back, I'm going to tell you something that I did on the afternoon broadcast last week. Not on Genesis, on the afternoon over-the-air broadcast. You're going to be shocked. What will I tell you what people think about what we do? Frank Underhill, Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Whey is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Thank God you're with us. And toward the end of last week, I decided that maybe our message is landing on deaf ears. So I said on the afternoon broadcast, not on Genesis, class I broadcast at 8 o'clock in the morning on a local country and western station, and then 9 o'clock on Genesis, 10 o'clock on Genesis, and then 3 o'clock on another station, an AM station, where Rush Limbaugh and Kim Komando and a bunch of others broadcast. So I'm on that at 3 o'clock. So at the 3 o'clock broadcast last week, I mentioned that I wasn't sure if we're having any positive impact. I wasn't sure if anybody is really doing anything to prepare. Am I just wasting my time? And I love broadcasting on Genesis. I really do. And I thought, you know, if I'm going to throw overboard one of the broadcasts, I'll just throw overboard the afternoon broadcast, because I'd really kind of like to have my afternoons free. I mean, it'd be really nice to be done with the day at 11 o'clock and then go out and take care of the farm, because actually the farm is suffering because I spend more time in the studio and not enough time on the farm. So I asked the listeners, I said, well, are we having any positive impact? Is anybody doing anything? Has anybody, just anybody out there prepared as a result of this broadcast? Or should we change the format so we talk more about preparedness on every level and talk more about how to store matches for 20 years and how to save seeds and gardening seeds and how to operate generators and hook them up and that kind of thing? Or should we continue with the same format that we have, which is, you know, some preparedness and some conspiracy facts, what's really happening? Because if we don't talk about the conspiracies that are plotting against us, we really can't prepare. So what should we do? Should we change the format? Should we just give up and go away? Should we continue as we are? Give us a call if you think, you know, we should, whatever your thoughts are, give us a call. That's what I said on toward the end of last week. Well, I had an instructor on, Tony Pache, and he was going to talk about long-term food storage and how to make it work and long-term meal planning, which is important. It really is. I mean, those are survival strategies, and Tony Pache has been at all of our expos. And he's a really good guy. He's brilliant. He's from South Africa, and he knows. He knows what turbulence is, and he knows what trouble is, and he knows how to get through it. Well, I introduced that he was going to be there, and the phone started ringing nonstop. Every line was lit up. And, Frank, here's why I'm telling you this. Sometimes I'm sure you wonder, is anybody listening? I mean, you can look at the TalkStream Live print screens, and you can see what they look like, and you know people are listening, but are they actually doing anything? Well, here's what I found out, and this was absolutely humbling to me. One guy called up, and he said that he cannot receive the broadcast in his home radio, in his house. He drives to the top of a hill, and he sits in his car and listens to the broadcast 5 days a week from his car on top of a hill, because he's in the fringe reception area of USA Prepares on the afternoon broadcast. That was pretty humbling, don't you think? 5 days a week, this guy gets in his car or truck and goes out to the highest point he can on his property. He's a farmer, and he listens to us. Another woman called, and she said that she has rearranged her work schedule so she can be out of work at 3 o'clock where she listens to us. And story after story after story came in with those kinds of descriptions of how we have altered people's lives. Interesting, isn't it, Frank?
It's good to know that you can do this, and people do call in, and you do offer a valuable service and a load of information. And people have very few resources to turn to other than the managed media, basically.
But it's not me, Frank. What it really is, it's the cast of characters of USA Prepares. It's you, it's Dr. Richard Allen Miller, it's Dr. Norman Shealy, it's Matt Stein, it's James Wesley Rawls, Jim Mars, I mean, Joel Skousen, Marjorie Wildcraft, Tony Pache, Roy
Well,
Bernstein,
you bring everyone together.
It's the cast. It really is, and those instructors are really, really good at what they do. So what I'm saying is, sometimes we don't know. We just don't know if we're having an impact. And after a couple of years, I wanted to know, and so I wanted to share with you. That is what happened. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, Frank, America, and we're talking about how people are snapping. Suicides, that's pretty serious, don't you think?
Yes, unfortunately.
High suicide rates. Yeah. And, we send young men and young women out to war, and we don't know, I was thinking about the Vietnam War. I was in college at the time, and I might have had to go. I mean, I had a draft number, and but you know, I don't know anybody. I really don't know anybody who can tell me the real reason why all those men and women and children were killed and the collateral damage and why we spent so much money and why we did so much damage and harm and maimed and ruined people's lives forever. I don't know anybody who can really tell me the real reason. And all I can think of is old men start wars and young people die. And it's atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. And if you look at that, and then you look at the war in the Middle East and these conflicts that we start all over the planet, and people hating us and they want to blow us up, no wonder we're going into their countries and we're beating them up. And what are they going to do? I mean, what would happen if some gang came into your neighborhood, Frank, and started just killing people and blowing up your telephone lines and your water and your sewage treatment and your food stores? What would you do? I mean, would you just say, well, look, thank God we survived another night, or would you start shooting back? I'd start shooting
back. I think
back.
People would take matters into their own hands, actually, Vincent.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And the people are starting to snap. I've noticed an increased hostility in stores. I've known people are more angry in stores. I notice people are more angry in their cars. I notice people are throwing their trash out more out the windows than ever before. I think people are angry, and I don't think they know why. I think they're just stressed. I think they're stressed because of their jobs. I think they're stressed because of not being able to handle their payments. I think they're stressed because of medications that they're on. I think they're stressed at the overwhelming pressure that our government and its taxation and threats of losing their houses and losing their jobs has put them under. I really believe that's what it is. And I also believe the lack of education that we are getting or giving our young people is another part of the problem. And I don't think there's an easy fix. I think it's so deep, so complex, that it's going to take decades to turn this around. Am I losing my mind, Frank, or do you agree with some of this?
Well, I think that's too optimistic. I can't ever see it turn around.
Yeah.
Because once these factories close down and jobs go, they never come back.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I've never seen a factory reopen, just like in Vegas. I've never seen a casino reopen. They close down and they either stay abandoned or somebody else comes and buys it. Like here, the Sahara Hotel sold and another group has it and they're renovating it. But very seldom, the Gold Spike here sold to somebody from the Zappos shoes. Those people lost their jobs. It'll never be a hotel again. And you do see a lot of that here. The Key Largo, abandoned hotel property, caught fire, burned to the ground, and people won't go back.
Well,
so you're seeing in the service industry too.
Well, back in the 1990s, I got a call from a college in Southern Virginia, and they said, "Hey, would you mind teaching a class in how to get a job, quality assurance? Would you mind training some people who have been laid off at a factory closing, because we'd like to put them back into the workforce?" So I said, sure, I'd be glad to. And I was a computer consultant at the time. So I trained, there are 1,200 employees who were laid off at a factory called Ken Lee. And this was a factory in Southern Virginia that made furniture. They local wood was provided by cutting down timber, which is southern yellow pine, which is a hard pine, not a soft white pine, but a hard pine. So furniture was made out of the wood cut down in the local environment by local loggers, And it was sawed at local sawmills, and it was manufactured into furniture by this local factory that employed 1,200 people. Just the factory did. And all of a sudden, this place closed down. Now, what did that mean? Well, the entire town was built around this one factory. The barbershop, the food stores, all the service and support businesses, the automotive repair, the auto store, everybody was related somehow to this big factory and its business. Well, when it closed down, it was an absolute shocking blow to the town. Now, who was employed by this factory? Well, those 1,200 employees would leave high school. Some early. Some of the guys would leave before they graduated. Others would graduate and get the jobs at the factory, and they would learn the skills of this manufacturing of furniture. Now, let's talk about what some of these skills are. Some of the people, some of the men, were experts in building spindles that went on a specific model of a specific bed. Now, imagine this. Imagine going to work and you're in charge of making a specific spindle, and that's all you know. You know how to make a spindle that goes on a bed. And another guy, one of your buddies, would make part of the headboard, and another guy would make the bed rails. And 10 of you would have all the knowledge to make the beds, and then another guy would glue it together and put it on a frame. We'll talk about this when we come back. I'm Vince Fanelli, Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about the collapse of our country.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and talk about what's really going on in the United States. And tell you what I see. How long are we going to play this intro? That's good. At this Ken Lee factory that I was telling you about in the 1990s, there were 1,200 workers and 1,200 employees, and they actually were workers. They did work, and they did hard work, and it was dusty, and it was dirty, and they built really fine furniture. And so there were a couple guys that, there was a guy in charge of the rails of a certain model of furniture, and then there were spindles, and there were parts of the headboard, and then there was a guy that glued them together, and each guy was a specialist, literally a specialist in that particular operation. Well, when those 1,200 guys and gals were laid off, their world collapsed, absolutely collapsed. They really weren't proficient in reading and writing and arithmetic. Why? Because they were told what to do. They were told, okay, this is how many spindles we need today. This is how many headboards we need today. They were told every part of their lives during work. They didn't have to think. And my job was to reorient them into society and to train them for how to survive an interview. Quality assurance on all levels, working with lots of other people, working in a new environment that did not involve making beds and spindles. And it was really tough on them. It was a very emotional ride for everybody. It really was. And it was sad. It was really, really sad. You've probably seen TV shows like this that have had this as a storyline. Well, it's real. And, you know, how do you take someone who just sits at a lathe all day long, hardly talks to anybody, and then put them in front of customers? It's rough on everybody, and they're not ready for it. So that was my job. Frank, it was really heartbreaking. And when those companies go out of business, they don't come back. they don't come back. And those jobs are in China. You're buying your furniture glass from China.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And, you know, this is, coming from Canada, there's, to a degree, they seem to protect their industries more. Like my dad and I, we were talking about the flooring business and how in, Canada, they have Bigelow Flooring still going. They make the highest dense carpets, you know, that I know of, very good quality. J.J. Schneer, another flooring carpeting manufacturer. The Royal Bank was talking about outsourcing. Well, once the Canadians got word of the outsourcing, they were furious. We'll close the accounts. We won't do business with you. Since then, our Royal Bank of Canada, something that has the name Canada in the name, they're not doing Royal Bank of China anymore. So they are, you know, staying back in. But in America, there seems to be a complacency, a lackadaisical, let it go. It's like America's losing its sophistication. They don't care where the jobs go. People are more consumed with cops running around the streets with machine guns looking for some terrorists or joining the military or seeing a lot of commercials to join the military or get a career in law enforcement. And, they make it look like it's all fun and games. This is what you should be doing. And again, you know, this is all fine and whimsical, but, you know, these are all tax-paying jobs. And if you don't have tax revenue coming in from people who work through payroll taxes in manufacturing or in my sector, financial services, or there won't be anyone to pay these people. So we're getting, I think, in a way of everyone goes work for the government. When I lived in Canada, I never knew anyone who worked for the government. Really, I didn't.
Here, yeah, I wish I didn't. It'd be great not to know people who work for the government. Working for the government is working against us. Frank Underhill, Vince Finelli, USA Prepares. Hour number two is coming up, and Frank and I are going to be talking about... we're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about gold. We're going to be talking about... Is it on the mend? Is gold on the mend? And what about margin accounts and hedge funds and Europe? We're going to be back right after the top of the hour news, commercials. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Please, don't touch that dial.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.